100 Word Stories. Today's story is called Arby's. It's the closest you should get to Arby's without actually eating that stuff. Blech. Oh, it's by Lawrence Simon. When I was growing up, I loved the beef and cheddars at Arby's, but after a few bad experiences, I haven't been back in a very long time. Everybody I ask says the same thing. They used to go to Arby's, but they don't anymore. How do they stay open? Someone asks. So we checked the web for a store near to our office and drove there for lunch. There was nobody in there. We looked around, shouted, "Hello!" but nobody answered. That's when I noticed the crate with Russian stenciled on it and a folder full of invasion plans. Well, that's it for today's 100-word story. You can check out more at the local Arby's. No, God, why would you go there? No, you can go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. God, if you have one of those, you probably will. Other than that, you can go to the site, check out all sorts of stuff, click and weekly challenges. Hey, if you think you're a better writer, prove it. Oh, leave comments and likes and clicks and tweets and blah, blah, blah. I'll see you all tomorrow. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.